This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom's dishes, the largest python, and hunting. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All material. The old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker. Well, man, it's that time of year. Time for the old-fashioned Baker family reunion. You see, man, every year my family gets together for an old-fashioned pitch-in supper. And for me, man, it's kind of like deja vu's because we use the same picnic shelter where me and Scotty Winkler used to feed Patty Ferguson pork kebabs. So it's all kind of like the circle of life. Anyways, man, my family reunions are like most anybody else's. My mom, Phyllis, brings a Funyuns, a Mountain Dew. My real mom makes this Boston baked beans casserole, and it's lethal. That's why me and Angel Skinner broke up. And my Uncle Sonny always brings Skull Bandits, and they're a big hit with the kids. I swear to God they are. And me? Well, I'm doing my part.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
And I have to be more careful this year. I swear to God I do. I'm bringing rubbers to the family reunion because my Aunt Bonnie's bringing the bear.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
Aunt Bonnie's hot.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
I'll tell you why I'm bringing rubbers, man. Just last year, my Uncle Sonny pulled me aside. He said, hey, Donnie, see her? That's Tiffany. She's my third cousin today.
He's bringing rubbers to the family
missing every year ain't the food, it ain't the music, because the band's pretty good. But you know, my dad's never been to one of these things. Hell, I ain't seen him in over 20 years. Last time I seen him was at a Molly Hatchet concert. But man, neither of us spoke, though. You know, out of respect to the music.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
Hey, you see those two over there making out? I call them my cousins once removed. Because last year, the park ranger had to remove him from the reunion. Had to separate him with a bucket of water.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
Get a room, fellas.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
This year, we're lining up all the girl cousins with words on the butts of their sweatpants to see if we can make a complete sentence. Girls, we need a verb between pink and juicy.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
I'm bringing the rubbers.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
Red for her pleasure.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
Enough for everybody, except you, Randy, because we ain't even related. I ain't your queer.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show with a man.
With me!
A man celebrating.
I love the joy in you.
Thank you.
I'll put a stop
to
that.
If only you'd be.
Oh, we know.
If only you'd be a little quieter about it.
Josh, that photo we posted of you with the fish. You come to work, you love it here, I can tell, but you holding that fish, you look so damn happy.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks.
Like a great fish. Let's see now, where was I? Oh, I know. We have Ace Cosby celebrating the big win for his Las Vegas Raiders.
Why don't you just go fishing today? That's what you need. Take some time.
Unexpected. Can you imagine?
Sit on the bank.
Impromptu fishing trip. Yes. You and the boy. Take the boy with you.
That would stress him out so much.
I have a huge day today.
God,
what? Today? Really?
Having my floors clean.
Oh, God. Oh.
So I have to move all the furniture into one room. It's a nightmare.
By yourself.
Are you kidding? No, I have hired a couple guys.
Certainly you're having someone move.
Of course. Right. Yeah, of course. I'll supervise. It's my specialty.
Oh, God.
There's Chick McGee over there.
Are you like this when you pack a car for vacation? You're in charge of where the everything goes? All that.
Yeah, I'm thinking of having a gate installed in my kitchen so that when I do the dishes, I will not get disturbed. It's really starting to bug me. I don't have a very big house. I've got a pretty small kitchen. But for God's sake, when I'm doing the dishes, get out. That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
people are trying to help you.
And I don't want their help.
What
really,
about
I
a hug
a
from behind?
I have a system.
If you hug him from behind, he'll smack you with a sponge. You don't want to get in his
sponge
blind
if you're
spot
lucky,
while
knife
he's at
if it's the wrong moment.
Boy, oh boy.
Where was I? There's Josh. Wow. Josh is back. He's in his special seat. There's Christy. I'm Tom. There's Pat Godwin. And Pat, I understand that you have a special song that you and Willie have worked up.
Oh, yeah. It's going
to
be fun.
Okay. We do return to the sports page with Chick McGee.
Two men in the Florida Everglades have captured a python that could indeed break a state record. Ryan Osborne, who hunts the invasive, Burmese pythons, said he caught the reptile with the help of his roommate, Kevin Pavlidis. Come on, Kevin, we're going to go out there and get some Burmese python.
All right, sounds good.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
These guys, I don't know how these guys can get their balls through the door. Have you seen a picture of this thing?
No, how? So what was the record?
And it's in the video. It's wrapping around the one guy.
Oh, yeah.
They estimate the new python measures well over 15 feet long.
Yikes.
Has potential to beat the current state record of 18.8 feet long.
Wow. Yeah, they weren't able to, as of the writing of this, they weren't able to stretch it out to measure it yet.
Don't watch that show ever, those python hunters.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's man, scary. It is scary.
My favorite snake game is it dead yet?
kill it. The snake was officially measured Thursday. The official figure has not yet been released, though.
It snakes out dead is big. That was Ice Cube from Anaconda. Thank you.
Wait, what did you say?
It snakes out dead is big.
Now, are they still? I mean, is it? I don't want to get into.
Thank you, Ice Cube.
The political correctness is kind of bugging me. Is it still okay to call him a Burmese python?
Well, that's the name. Yeah.
Well, I mean, technically, it's
is it Burma? It's Myanmar.
Myanmar.
I don't think they've changed the python name.
Myanmar.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? From now on, we're calling them Myanmarese python.
Oh. That's right. That's right. We are.
I mean, yeah, there's probably some news director somewhere that makes them do that. I can just see that guy. Like I used to work with that guy. Pointy nose and jackass.
Look at this.
Well, technically, you know, Burma's Myanmar now.
Jerk.
Over the weekend, I watched The Day the Earth Stood Still from what?
The original?
Yes. From what, 54?
With Michael Rennie?
Ah.
Terrifying.
Do you know there is a segment where the newscaster is on talking about, you know, the spaceship that landed, and he said the word normalcy. I almost recorded it for you.
Oh, it's been improperly used for more than 100 years.
Oh, I thought Tom would die if he heard this right now.
Also, Tom, we were talking earlier about one of my new favorite musical artists, Paul Coffin, who does Cocaine Country Dancing.
Uh-huh.
He has a song called Freak, and it starts off, he's talking, and he says, if you ever get pulled over and you've got the devil's lettuce, on you.
The devil's lettuce. Yes.
I thought of you for sure.
What are you supposed to do if you get pulled over with the devil's lettuce?
Oh, you go to jail in East Texas, according to him, and then you're in there with the other with the freaks like him. He says,
"Ah, the freaks.
Yeah,
the devil's lettuce."
Yeah.
You thought the day the Earth stood still was frightening?
Well, when I was a little boy, I saw it. It was terrifying.
Okay, maybe then.
I remember not being a big time payoff. I thought it was intense, but.
It does
again,
sort of
if you see it when you're
fade.
Six.
Yeah. It kind of fades,
yeah.
right?
Once but yeah, it's a good, that's a classic.
It holds up. It was enjoyable.
Yeah, it is enjoyable, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it does have the phrase that Josh uttered before that sounds
like Quatu Varata Nectu.
Sounds vaguely Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then there was a, boy, here's some obscure trivia. Maybe Dean will know this one. There was a band called Klaatu.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
I remember that.
Yeah. I remember
in
the cover.
The 80s. Yeah.
Okay. In any event, yeah. Let's. Well, we can move on. But so it's okay to call it a Burmese python still.
I guess.
Are Chinese restaurants still going with Peking duck? Or
yes.
They are.
They don't call it Beijing duck.
Just asking. These are all technical questions.
Sure. Siamese twins is out.
Yeah. What is, conjoined?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Why? Because Siam is gone. Are they going with what is it? With Siam?
Well, not all conjoined twins are from Siam.
So. Well, I know yeah, that. It's
but that's the point.
Wasn't that a Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey circus creation? Weren't they the conjoined twins from?
They were. They were from then Siam. I don't think.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know how ethical the circus is.
They probably sewed them together.
You know, there's a great episode of. Was it on Mobituaries that he had talked to Chang and Ang and the Siamese twins, and they have a party every year for relatives of the Siamese
twins? Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, or the conjoined twins.
Because Siam is now Thailand, right?
Right.
Maybe?
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh.
So, but they're not Thai twins.
No, they're not tied up. They're conjoined.
Yeah, it's okay. Not like you can untangle them.
No. That would be.
They like share some time.
I'm glad that
they're tied.
Today's show is going to be called Logic Triumph. Glad we got that sorted out.
Oh, if you could tie them up, they'd just untie them.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Nobody would be tied together the rest of the
Once again, the mission statement of the Bob and Tom Show. If you're a scientist, we apologize. Okay, good to know. So Burmese pythons, okay. Now, these are the ones that are not indigenous to the Everglades that people let go, and then they're killing all the deer and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I ain't got no natural predator.
Is there a year-round bounty? Is there a year-round bounty on these snakes?
I think so. I don't know if it's just a season or not, but I know there is a bounty, right?
Well, I know there's a bounty and there's a show. I thought a
report or something on Vice about these guys who take the trucks with the big lights up on the roof, and they just drive along and shine it in the ditch, and they go out and grab these snakes, man.
God. Have you ever driven through the Everglades at night?
Hundreds of them. Mm-hmm.
It's creepy.
Yeah, there's a lot of gators.
Yep.
And there's no light. There's, it's...
Swamp gas.
Well, good for these guys. Congratulations. We'll stick this story up here so you can see these guys. The video is amazing where the thing starts wrapping around. And the one guy goes, well, I said to my buddy, listen, I'm going in after it. If it kills me, that's the way I want to go.
I
can think of much better ways to go.
It's like death by a giant hug.
I always wonder when I'm watching that show on that whether the camera guy is going, okay, how long do I let this thing squeeze the guy or do I jump in? Because
yeah.
It's...
You always wonder that about all those shows.
Yeah. There has to be some kind of code word.
I don't know how you're going to get out of this.
I think it's help.
Well, you can give me a hand.
That was always the one on the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Sure.
The old guy's back at the Range Rover.
Marlin, yeah.
Well, I'm the... Jim is out there wrestling the 40-foot python.
I'm having a vodka.
You know that if I was in Jim's position, I'd really hope that I had Mutual of Omaha life insurance.
Marlin!
Because his ass is about to be eaten by a 40-foot python. Well, the lion seems to be attacking Jim. In the meantime, I'm on the roof of the Rover having lunch.
And we're polishing off the sports section right now?
Yep. And you know what that means.
Stupid world record.
A bull in Texas has set the Guinness World Record for having...
the biggest balls.
Close.
What? Uh-huh.
The longest horn spread on a living bull.
Huh.
It's an odd way to put it, but let's continue. The bull is named Cowboy Tough Checks. C-H-E-X, Cowboy Tough Checks.
Sounds like a breakfast cereal for for cowboys.
How you doing?
It's made of leather.
Pull
it's
up
tough.
A bowl.
Made of saddle leather.
Tough Checks.
I'm Larry McMurtry for cowboys.
It's beef jerky and corn.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm so sorry. Christy?
Yes?
Would you please get up and come here and look at this photograph?
His longhorns measure 8.6 feet in length. Almost 9 feet across.
Oh my gosh.
It's a kind of a brown and white cow with sort of spots in the back. But in this particular photograph from the side, I am not overstating it. The hang down of the sacular area is a full.
Wait a minute! I thought I was looking at the horns. I wasn't looking at his.
Come here! Look at my pointer thing. Look at the size of those.
Just like a couple bowling balls in a plastic bag.
Holy crow!
More like softballs, but it's the length of the sack that's so disturbing.
Oh. Gravity is doing a lot of work in this photo.
Wow.
It's hard to carry that around.
That'd be rough having horns like that. It'd be like having a 2x4 in your head all the time. I mean, think about it.
I guess so.
Yes. Really limits your ability to do a lot.
Yeah, you can't
walk.
I was
going to go to the party, but I couldn't get in the door.
Yeah. Evidently, Cowboy Tough Checks is well known in the Longhorn community, and requests for his highly valued spooge.
Is that right?
To make other bulls is very expensive and highly prized. His exceptionally long longhorns, the bull has an estimated value of $500,000 if you want to buy him.
Whoa!
We're like long balls. Look at those.
God, would you quit?
They're just disturbing.
You want to go see Long Balls, the cow?
No, I don't.
I love that team, University of Texas Long Balls. Hook them. They're great.
Hook them.
Okay, well, I mean, these make those truck nuts look like they're... If these were truck nuts, they'd drag in the ground.
Spark? They sure would.
Yeah, well, would you ever put truck nuts on a truck, Christy?
No. Okay. I'm not that kind of... What do I look like a girl that would do that?
How much would it take for you for us to get some truck nuts and fashion them into some sort of necklace and you wear it around? You wear them around your neck for one day.
No.
And you have to go into one store, one busy store.
And you can't tell anyone what you're doing.
Right, right.
He's the goat. Make Pat do it.
You know what? Godwin is the goat.
I'm Stuntman.
Greatest of all time, baby. Yeah.
Now, Mr. Godwin is going to be getting a pencil-thin mustache later this week then, and dyeing it jet black.
Oh, the pencil-thin mustache and the truck nuts around his neck. Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, now we're up another $100.
You have to do one at a time. Josh's notion, I think, is a good one, but the idea would be Christy gets all dressed up, but then without any comment wears truck nuts around her neck.
Right.
And can't say anything.
Right. As though it's a very pretty piece of jewelry.
And you would have to refer to yourself as Mr. and Mrs. Bootney Farnsworth.
Yeah, I like that.
As you go into various stores.
We could mic you guys up,
mm-hmm.
have a hidden camera, and go into some really fancy like pottery store or something.
Hello,
or art gallery. Mm-hmm. And just see if they say anything. Like, have on really nice jewelry and a nice jacket and stuff, and just have these.
My wife's appetites for art know no bounds. Yes.
That would be great. A big. We have to do this.
Whatever you like, dear. Point it out. Whatever
you
like.
All right, whatever.
Oh, that is just great.
Who am I married to? Him? I have to go with Pat?
Yes.
In my pencil-thin mustache.
My
husband once spent a weekend in a cabin with Noel Coward.
Get her some truck nuts.
Wait a minute. And
with
and,
the cigarette holder.
And you have to carry like a monkey and refer to it as your son.
Oh, Billy.
Billy.
Billy, put that down.
Billy. Oh, naughty Billy.
Maybe that might be a little much. That might tip it off. What if you had a picture of a monkey and you said... We're here to buy our son Billy a ring.
There we go.
And then you show the picture of the monkey.
Yes, sir.
Then they'd start looking around for the cameras.
Also, when the day the earth stood still, there was a guy with a cigarette holder. And I thought of you, Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this guy.
$50 to be.
You don't see those very often.
You don't?
No. I'm trying to think of if I've ever seen one in person.
I have one because I used it as a Halloween costume.
She's got that's right. Yeah,
I was Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
When is the last time you saw someone smoking a traditional pipe, not a marijuana pipe?
Oh, not too long ago. Really?
That's a hipster thing.
Yeah, I had a buddy smoked a corn cob pipe.
I mean, what's the meerschaum? What's the really fancy?
Oh, well, the big one.
Yeah, the big bells.
The Sherlock Holmes
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw somebody with one of those. It wasn't that big, but it was definitely the J shape.
Right.
And he was in his car.
Cool.
It was a convertible. Yeah, it was an older man. I loved it.
Yeah, you don't just, but there was a time when I was a little kid, I can remember my dad's friends, but a bunch of them, they'd have pipes.
My Uncle Dale did that.
They'd go through that ritual, all the cleaning and everything.
Yep.
You don't see that much.
These are cigarette holders, but there's a ring that goes around your finger.
Oh, look at that.
And then the cigarette comes.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
So the cigarette is on like a stem about an inch or two off the finger. Yeah.
Chick, do they sell that on a website called Accessories for Cocaine Dealers?
My God.
What is that for?
Why would you need that?
I think it's on MonopolyGuy.com.
I don't know why they make those, but Merry Christmas.
I may have to take up smoking if you give me that.
Oh my gosh! Look how they hold the cigarettes. The two little hands.
Oh, look! They're like praying.
They're praying hands, Tom. It's religious.
Do you think is this douchey? Do you think anyone has a vape holder? It's hard to can you class up a vape like Audrey Hepburn? Can you do that?
I don't know.
I don't think so. That's the whole my whole argument about how it's not particularly romantic. So it looks like you're holding some appliance from a submarine.
Or and it always looks like they're doing something illegal.
It looks sneaky, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm sneaking.
I bet you did through squinted smoke rings, asking a girl to go back to your place in New York City, 1974.
Squinted smoke rings.
Take the cigarette. Hey, babe, you want to come back?
Can anybody in this room do a smoke ring?
I can't. My friend Mark is great at them.
Oh.
I've done them like by accident one time. Like, whoa, where did that come from? It's supposed to be, it's like a,
Yeah.
Like that sound is what produces the ring, I guess. I don't know.
Huh.
Wow.
I had a friend who could do a heart and then he could do an arrow that would go through the smoke heart.
No.
What?
Yeah, my friend was Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, I didn't know you were friends with Gandalf.
So where you're going with that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.